who's and what's and why's and wherefores. Here you'll find your whatnots and therefores. So come on along, let's find out what's going on. Where's and when's and who's and what's it's. No matter what your taste, you can trust it's the place where you can find all your new Disney news. Where's and when's and who's and what's it's. No matter what you taste, you can trust it's the place where you can find all your new Disney news.
Welcome to the Sweep Spot Current Events Edition as of December 8th, 2023.
Yes, thank you for joining us yet again to catch up on what's happening at the Disneyland Resort.
That's
what's
right.
Ahead and what's ahead, and who are we?
Well, my name is Lynn, and I'm a host here, and Ken is my co-host, and we are both former Disneyland custodial cast members, and we host the number one Disneyland podcast, hosted by two former Disneyland custodians.
Number one.
We're also the authors of the books Queen the Kingdom. We have two different volumes out, and you can get signed copies while they last through our website, thesweetspot.com, or you can get it unsigned, but you can get our books on Amazon. And you can get digital copies, of course, at Kindle or wherever they're found, and audio versions over at Audible and where audiobooks are found. Also, if you'd like to join our Patreon and help support the show, you can join our Patreon and get some great perks. You can get one bonus episode delivered to you once a month that we record specifically for Patreons. And you also get to join in the chat room that we record once a month while we record our current events, like this episode you will hear. And to do that, you just have to pay $5 or more per month. And we really appreciate everyone that does that because it helps us pay all the bills that we have and be able to do some extra things. Like we're able to upgrade our mics over this past year, and I think it's made a big difference for us. So go on over to thesweetspot.com and look for the Patreon link, or go to Patreon and search The Sweet Spot. Speaking of that, we have a new Patreon subscriber that just happened tonight. And that one is, it looks like just a username, Plectu Fantastico. Thank you so much. And Ken, you said there was something to do with the name, because I was like, what is that name?
Well, a concept for Tomorrowland 2055, mm-hmm. which was proposed in the early 1990s, late 80s, early 1990s, was they were going to have Plectu's Fantastic Galactic Review to finally replace the America Sings attraction in the Carousel Theater. So that was a concept that they had that was never built. So right. That's where Plectu comes from, and there's a reference for 2055 in there. So 2055 being the 100-year anniversary of Disneyland.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, also, I wanted to mention one thing that's kind of exciting for us, and hope that it is for you too, if you're able to. We're going to be in Disneyland, Ken and I both, January 19th. As far as things are planned right now, that's the date. And we'll be there most of the day, probably from morning to whenever, however long we'd last there. But if you are in the area or you're planning a vacation around that time, we'd love to meet up with you and say hi. We will be posting stuff on social media that day, and photos and different things, so you can look for us there. There'll be more on that to come in the next few episodes. But we have a lot to cover through our current events. And we have our Patreons waiting patiently over there. So we're going to get right into it. But before we do that, we're going to hear from Eric over at Concierge with the D180.
Hello, everyone. This is Eric Johnson with Concierge, and welcome to the D180. While Ken and Lynn cover all things Disneyland, in the D180, we take a spin around the rest of the Disney universe, and we do it in 180 seconds. Let's jump right in. We start our adventure this week back in Germany at the Meyer Werft shipyard. The construction of the Disney Treasure hit another milestone this week as the fore and aft funnels are now in place. The newest ship in the Disney fleet finally has the iconic look of those red towers. These funnels evoke the look of classic cruise ships of the past, but they serve a different purpose than just exhaust. The forward funnel will be home to a two-level suite and an attraction. The Tomorrow Tower suite will be decorated with themes evoking classic Epcot and will likely cost, more than a few very pretty pennies. Elsewhere in the funnel, cruisers will careen through the Aqua Mouse water coaster. The version on the Treasure will come with a different Mickey Mouse cartoon, differentiating it from the version on the Disney Wish. Now that I think about it, most people will interact with the forward funnel to watch movies. The Funnel Vision screen brings classic and modern Disney movies to the high seas. Hang out by the family pool and catch a few flicks. Lest we forget, the newest Disney cruise ship will also host three bars themed to the Jungle Cruise, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and the Haunted Mansion, respectively. Disney also announced a new Moana stage show they're developing for the ship. Everything you like about the Disney Cruise Line is waiting for you on the new Treasure. I've talked about the Disney Treasure a few times here, partially because it's so exciting to see this much progress in less than 1 year. The ship is set to sail for its maiden voyage at the end of next year, after all. I also bring up the Disney Cruise Line because it's one of Disney's highest-rated vacation options. Cruise Critic just rated both the Disney Cruise Line and Adventures by Disney as their top picks for families for both river and oceanic cruises. Imagine all of the things you like about Disney parks and add an even more personal service. Disney cruises deliver amazing experiences all year round. With the end of 2023 fast approaching, I wanted to extend well wishes from everybody at Concierge to you, the savviest of Disney podcast listeners. Thank you for not always hitting that skip forward button, six-ish times. I love hijacking the sweep spot and deal weekly for a few minutes every other week, and I hope you don't mind that too much yourselves. From the Concierge team to all of you, we wish you the happiest of holiday seasons. May all your Disney dreams come true in the new year. I hope you enjoyed our quick spin around the rest of the Disney universe. If you'd like to learn more about these Disney adventures or just have a few questions, please come on over. Visit the social media and websites of both the Sweep Spot and Concierge. Then reach out to Lynn, your personal travel planner. He looks forward to planning something special for you and your family. For Concierge, I'm Eric Johnson, and this has been your D180.
Looking to book a vacation to Disneyland Resort, Walt Disney World Resort, Disney Cruise Line, Disney Alani, Disneyland Paris, Adventures by Disney, Universal Studios Hollywood, Universal Studios Orlando, then I can do that for you. If you contact me and we can talk about all the different options and dates, and we can kind of even make recommendations on which days might be the best for you to go. And also as a complimentary, when you book with us, we will book your dining for you if you'd like, special events. And we also, when we book a vacation for you, we just don't say have a good time after we book it for you. We are there every step of the way. We contact you before your trip to make sure everything's squared away. We even have a checklist to make sure that you have everything you need. Reservations, dining, all these different things. Your transportation, if you need help with that from the airport, any of those sort of things, we can help you with that too. We want to make the vacation the best it can be for you, because I know that vacations aren't cheap, and we can help you do that. So if you contact me, that's Lynn, and the email is lbarron@concierge.com. That's LBARRON at concierge.com. Or you can go to thesweepspot.com, and there's a link on our front page there. You can click on that, and there's information on how to contact me. But I'd love to talk to you and help you book the best vacation possible. Now we're going to have the current events. Ken, what do you have for us?
Oh, Lynn, there's really nothing to talk about. So, that's a wrap, folks. No, there's a lot this time. because Disney basically, I think what they decided to do, and one of the articles here agrees. Mm-hmm. So let me just go ahead and read. Brittany McDonald has a story in the Orange County Register. Disneyland 2024, all of the events, parades, and fireworks happening next year. And that came out on December 4th. And as he says, for the first time ever, Disneyland has released details on each of the seasonal celebrations, special events, and limited time offerings planned for the year ahead. The calendar will be filled on more than 300 days of the 366-day leap year in 2024 with a slate of festivities at Disneyland and DCA. Disneyland decided to release the full calendar for 2024 during the first full week of December 2023. So, and here's the key, so fans can plan ahead and book reservations well in advance of the upcoming event. See, I think it was brilliant. I think this is a way people can, if they want to give a visit mm-hmm. as a present for the holidays, they can say, you know, well, oh. Disney's doing Citrus Night, you know, not really Citrus Night, but, right. you know, Disney's doing Citrus Night. Let's go. What better way to say I love you? You know, they're doing Spatula Night, Spatula City. Is sponsoring Spatula Night, and what better way to say I love you than with a gift of the spatula? So yeah, that'll be good. And I want to point out, of course, that people can, you know, plan their visits with Lynn, you know, especially if you need to come and stay at a hotel, you know, give Lynn a call or email Lynn. The Disneyland calendar was recently extended to a 180-day window, so visitors can plan further in advance and book theme park reservations and hotel stays. Here's a lineup of events planned for Disneyland and DCA in 2024. You ready for it, Lynn?
I'm ready.
Lunar New Year will be, oddly enough, it'll coincide with Lunar New Year. That'll be in DCA January 23rd through February 18th. Disneyland After Dark, that's actually several events at select nights from January through June. Disney announced plans for four after hours separate admission special events in the first half of 2024 without providing any details on themes or dates. The first five Disneyland After Dark events in 2023 included the returning Sweethearts Night, blah, blah. That's the past. We're looking forward. So they actually did announce it. So let's see. We'll continue on here. There's a Celebrate Gospel at Disneyland on February 17th and February 24th. And that's the annual tribute to gospel music. Returns to the Fantasyland Theater with a pair of headliner musicians and a host of Southern California community choirs. The February 17th show will be headlined by Marvin Sapp. And the February 24th show will feature Tasha Cobbs. Anaheim Duck Days at DCA, February 22nd and 23rd. You know, Disney used to own that team. Disney Food and Wine Festival. That's in DCA, March 1st through April 22nd. And, of course, it'll have Soaring Over California during that time. Season of the Force will be in Disneyland from April 5th through June 2nd. That's the Star Wars stuff. And what they will actually have, Star Tours will have new excursions starting on April 5th. And also starting April 5th, a galactic soundtrack featuring Star Wars symphonic music will be played in Galaxy's Edge during the fireworks shows. Mm-hmm. Pixar Fest is coming back to DC, that'll be at Disneyland and DCA April 26th through August 4th. Fantasmic will be returning to Disneyland on May 24th. So, Halloween time, that's the big one. They're starting that earlier. That's going to be at both parks, Halloween time. They're starting that in April.
Well, I know. It doesn't surprise me because of how fast tickets sold out this past year. And,
yeah,
you know, at Disney World, I believe they start theirs in August also.
They have I saw jack-o'-lanterns this year. I saw them in some pictures starting on July 31st.
Wow.
At Disney World. But in all on, I say April, but it's really August 23rd. So August 23rd through October 31st for that. Oogie Boogie Bash at DCA will be in September and October. Winter Holidays at both parks, mm-hmm. November 15th through January 2025. So that's a big deal. The Tiana's Bayou Adventure, they just say that'll be opening up in late 2024. That, of course, is the overhaul of the Splash Mountain attraction. So I want to know, we do have our chat room talkers joining us, our Patreon mm-hmm. supporters in the chat room. So do let me know what your thoughts are and what their thoughts are.
Well, John said that if he gets a free trip, he'd be happy to go on Citrus or Spatula Night.
That's right.
Michael Special said he would only go on those nights if they overlap. so, but yeah, there's a lot of good reasons Michael was saying to go, you know, because of they always bring back the Soarin' Over California, the food and, with the food and wine. And then you have Seasons of the Force, you know, for Star Wars fans. So those are. Those are great things to see.
We'll have some more details on some of those events coming up here. I didn't mean to reveal some of them. I mean, some of them, you know, we'll detail in just a minute here.
Yeah.
But Mice Chat has coverage of all of this. It's a Save the Dates, Disneyland's full slate of events for 2024 revealed. So if you want to go to Mice Chat for that, mm-hmm. Now, Orange County Register did have, from Brady McDonald, they did have a story specifically about the three After Dark events returning, and plus a new themed party. So as it says here, Disneyland announced plans for four After Hours separate admission special events in the first half of 2024, themed to Star Wars, Valentine's Day, Gay Pride, and Disney Channel. So, I think the Disney Channel one's going to get a lot of protest, but no. Tickets for the Disney Channel Night and Sweethearts Night events will go on sale December 12th for Magic Key annual pass holders and December 14th for the general public. So if you're one of our early downloaders, get ready for that. The new Disney Channel Night events will be held on March 5th and 7th at Disneyland. Disney Channel Night will feature nods to various eras of the Disney Kids television network with High School Musical pep rally and Phineas and Ferb dance party. Visitors can take a cruise with the Descendants on the sailing ship Columbia along the rivers of America. Take the stage in the Golden Horseshoe for some camp rock karaoke and test their knowledge in the ultimate Disney Channel trivia challenge. Disney Channel backdrops will include photo ops for Camp Rock, Teen Beach Movie, Lizzie McGuire, Halloween Town, and Xenon. Sweethearts Night After Our Parties will take place on January 23rd, 25th, 30th, and February 1st, 6th, 8th, 12th, and 14th at Disneyland. So that's a returning one. The cost for the Disney Channel Night and Sweethearts range from $139 per ticket to $169. The popular Star Wars Night has become a staple of Disneyland After Dark and return on April 16th, 18th, 23rd, 25th, and 30th, and May 2nd, 7th, and 9th at Disneyland. The Pride Night events that debuted this year will be back again in 2024 on June 18th and the 20th. Plan accordingly. The official Disney Parks blog also covers that. They have a story. Disneyland After Dark 2024, more nights than ever before. So, you know, obviously the official information, the Disney Parks blog is the official information, and you can go there for all their disclaimers and all of that. So that's interesting.
I have a question for you, though.
Yes.
What night would you like to see them have? And even for the people in the chat, I'm just curious. Is there a certain night that
back when there was a time back around 1989, 1990, that Disney was going to buy Jim Henson Productions. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jim Henson was alive, and this would have included the Muppets and all this stuff. And they had plans to do a Muppets overlay to Disneyland, Kermit Floral for Mickey Floral, things like that. And I didn't like it because I thought the styles didn't really match. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and now Disney, of course, later bought the Muppets, not the Jim Henson Company. They bought just the Muppets, which is a pretty big purchase in itself. And I think they could do a Muppets night of some sort. Not of course changing Mickey Floral and all. I mean, you know, nothing like that, but just maybe something to do with the Muppets, with some shows and things like meets and greets and things like that. I mean, that might be something they could do.
Yeah.
I think Generation Xers would really like that, you know.
John in the chat room said they should do Sweet Spot Patreon night.
Absolutely. They've got to pay us enough, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael said guests are given sweepers and help clean the park. To help clean the park.
Yes.
I don't know who this is. I probably know, but the you know the nicknames on here. I can't say. He or she said Circus Fantasy Night.
Circus Fantasy Night. Well, they have these throwback nights. Like Blast of the Past was a public event, you know, a daytime thing. And then they did a throwback night at night. They could do Circus 1-2, like just like they used to have Circus Fantasy in the late 80s. There could be. I've never thought about it before, and I could probably come up with a bunch of different things.
Yeah, Christine said vault tonight.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, things are endless, right? I mean, you could just think of all the different things that are popular. You know, they could have Princess Night or whatever, and
right.
I mean, they could. I mean, there's just so many. Possibilities, Pirate Night or
R, you know. Jungle Cruise Skipper Night, you know.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting conversation to have sometime and just come up with a bunch of different theme nights.
Now that I could think about it, they could do a Jungle Cruise Skipper Takeover Night where Jungle Cruise Skippers host you at various attractions.
Oh, that would be cool.
Like they take you into the Haunted Mansion, they take you in the stretching room, they take you
Storybook to
the
loading area.
Yeah. Don't do Storybook Land or
I like that would be great.
Skipper stand up in the Golden Horseshoe. I don't know.
Oh yeah. On the train, that would be great.
There you go. Oh my gosh. The official Disney Parks blog also has another roundup of all, you know, the Disneyland Resort announces event dates and more for 2024. So we're going to have those links at thesweepspot.com in our current events section, so that you can click through and get just everything. Just so much was announced, you know, and like I said, if somebody wants to plan their visit, they should definitely get in touch with you. lbaron@concierge.com. Because it's good to plan ahead and just kind of plan this out for 2024. Get your financing in order, take out those loans. I like that they allow the, you know, it's not like a mystery. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, did you want to, you know, we said Fantasmic is coming back. There's a story here that I think you could elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah, I'd love to. So the next thing we're going to talk about is brought to you by Laughing Place. It's Luke Manning brought this story, and it's called Iconic Peter Pan Seen Returning to Fantasmic at Disneyland in May 2024. Beginning May 24th, the nighttime spectacular Fantasmic will once again illuminate the Rivers of America at Disneyland Park, featuring new special effects, a thrilling new battle scene between Sorcerer Mickey and Maleficent, plus the return of the iconic Peter Pan scene. The Peter Pan scene took place aboard the sailing ship Columbia and was a staple of the show from its debut in 1992 up until 2016. When the show returned in 2017, the Peter Pan scene was replaced with a similar scene instead of featuring characters from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're bringing back Peter Pan to Fantasmic, everybody.
I know that was something I think a lot of people liked. I thought it was definitely appropriate to have Pirates, you know, because it's such a popular franchise and the movies and everything. But I also know that a lot of people missed the Peter Pan scene too.
Yeah. Yes. So that, you know, I can picture it right now, you know, mm-hmm. Captain Hook and Peter Pan and Wendy, and, you know, that was classic. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And so it's good that they're adding another, movie, another classic movie.
It's hard to believe that show debuted over 30 years ago. You know, it's
we are getting old.
I know. I still, you know, I kind of still think of it as a new thing. You know,
brand new.
Be there when the night ignites. You know. Yeah.
So it looks like we have some other stories here that were from some of the changes coming up. Is that correct?
There's Disneyland, there's Pixar Fest coming back, and I think you want to detail that, what's yeah. happening with that?
So Pixar Fest, this is brought to you from Brady McDonald, OC Register, says Disneyland brings back Pixar Fest with new parade and returning fireworks show. What's old is new again as Disneyland rolls out Pixar Fest for next spring with the returning fireworks show and a new parade that sounds very similar to an old favorite that helped launch the rethemed Pixar Pier back in 2018. Pixar Fest returns to Disney California Adventure and Disneyland on April 26th through August 4th with the new Better Together parade and the returning Together Forever fireworks show. The new Pixar-centric Better Together Parade will debut at Disney California Adventure when Pixar Fest kicks off in the spring of 2024.
Wow. So they really go all out. And then further down, I'll point out that further down, the 2018 Pixar Fest also featured a Pixar Pals dance party with Toy Story and Monsters, Inc. characters at Tomorrowland's Terrace and a Pixar Shorts Film Festival in 3D theaters in Tomorrowland and Hollywoodland, the reimagined Paradise Pier Hotel will officially become the Pixar Place Hotel on January 30th. I think you mentioned that earlier, giving fans a chance to add an extra dose of Pixar to the 10-week festival this spring. So that's... What do the people in the chat room have to say about this or the previous stories?
Oh, they were talking about they liked the original Gorilla Raft. The music was better, John said, in Fantasmic.
Mm-hmm.
Christine said I didn't think they fit Pirates in as well as they could have. It seemed to flow better with Peter Pan. Michael said, It would be great if California Adventure could get those on model Toy Story characters they have in other parks.
Hmm.
Michael Parks said, want to dance with Roz.
I'm always watching.
Yeah. I think this is great that they're doing this. They didn't really need to. I was, you know, thinking a lot of some of these things they had that you had talked about, it's kind of in the technically, you know, slower part. I mean, although there's still pretty busy around, but slower than, you know, summer or the Halloween holiday season. So they had some of those, you know, January, February, March. But this is taking place right in the middle of like spring breaks and stuff. So that'll be great for those guests visiting.
I mean, I think it's more reason for people to visit, you know, if they really like these things. And
So Brady McDonald talks a lot about the Star Wars season of the Force, you know, Disneyland getting Star Wars fireworks and new Star Tours scenes. The annual Season of the Force event returns April 5th through June 2nd at the Anaheim theme park. A galactic soundtrack featuring Star Wars music will be played in Galaxy's Edge during Disneyland fireworks shows starting on April 5th. So I always enjoyed seeing the fireworks in Galaxy's Edge, but they wouldn't pump in the music from the Main Street and areas where you can hear it. So it sounds like for this, they will be pumping in the music with the fireworks.
Different music, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It says here, Galactic. Okay, I read that. Symphonic scores from the film franchise by composer John Williams will sweep through the Batu spires and Galaxy's Edge during nighttime pyrotechnics. And then the new Star Tours excursions will be added to the Tomorrowland motion simulator ride starting April 5th.
So that's an interesting concept to have different music for the, you know, you've got the same fireworks, and then you have different music depending on where you are in the park. So now, granted, it's just going to be two different things for now, but I think there could be possibilities in the future for that too.
I think, you know? Are they saying that, if I'm sure the same music for the Star Wars night fireworks will be the same throughout the whole park, but they're just showcasing the fact that there will be music with fireworks from Galaxy's Edge. Oh, okay.
You're probably catching something that I'm not, because I was thinking, they're going to have.
Because, you know, like I said, they usually don't have the music pumped in with the fireworks in Galaxy's Edge. Yeah.
Well, maybe they should use my idea. When they do the regular fireworks show, it's like,
because they did this last year, but they didn't have the music pumped into Galaxy's Edge. I always look forward to when they add, and they've been doing this, and it took them a while, you know. They had the original Star Tours for a long time until they updated it, and they had the capability to do that, so I'm glad that they're constantly updating the show and putting in new scenes.
I'm glad. That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, especially since they have the, I mean, it's fairly easy to do. I thought they would do that more with some of the other attractions like Toy Story, but Midway Mania, you know. Anyhow, so it also says here that Hyperspace Mountain thematic overlay of the Space Mountain, and we'll see, will return during Season of the Force 2023 with a fleet of X-Wings, TIE Fighters, Destroyers.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. Oh. Go ahead, finish.
Star Destroyers taking over Tomorrowland in the indoor roller coaster.
That there's a typo from, this is not our fault. This was Lynn read it as the Register printed it. They said, "We'll return during Season of the Force 2023.
Yeah.
So that's, it's what they meant, 2024, unless they're talking about going in a time machine. But built a time machine out of a DeLorean? I didn't mean to step all over you, but
no, it's
that's
funny.
Not Lynn. That's not Lynn's fault. That is the Register did that. I'm still writing 2022 on my checks. Wait a minute, I'm still writing checks. Okay.
what the? yeah.
So, in any chat room, talk about these things.
Well, back to the, it's good for DCA to get a parade. They need one. Yeah, that's true. And that, especially in that park, because the parade route is much more spacious for that. It was designed with that in mind.
Yeah, yeah. Unlike Disneyland, that just kind of, you know, let's figure out where do we squeeze the parade in, you know?
Yeah. Where are we going to start? Where are we going to end and all that? Also, Michael said lots of viewing space in Galaxy's Edge that will help spread the crowd. That's true. To the fireworks.
Yeah.
Michael also said Star Tours flies to Life Day celebration.
There you go. That's what we need, a Life Day celebration. That can be one of the nights at Disneyland. Yeah,
they kind of have like an unofficial, you know, there's groups that meet up
celebrate
there.
Life Day, yeah, kind of like Dapper Day or whatever.
Yeah.
See, that's Disney can do an official Dapper Day. Imagine that. Imagine they did an official Dapper Day with swing dancing and
Dapper Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how would you make it alliterative though? It needs to be, you know, it can't be Neat Night or whatever. I don't know. I guess it doesn't need to be alliterative, but.
Yeah, it's like, what is Dapper? I mean, that doesn't like really have a time period to it.
Yeah.
It's pretty broad. But anyways, let's move on.
All right. Disneyland files construction permits for $8 million food hall. The English is funny. It's $8 million food. but no, it's... this is Brittany McDonald reporting at the Register. A new $8 million food hall style concept offering Korean rice bowls, fried chicken sandwiches, and Caribbean-inspired coffee with a second-story outdoor bar will occupy a new 11,000-square-foot building under construction at Downtown Disney. Disney filed building permits valued at $8.2 million in October with the city of Anaheim for Downtown Disney construction, according to city records.
Permits are expensive.
Yeah, if the permits are $8 million, can you imagine? I thought the food was $8 million. Okay. The new Parkside Market in Downtown Disney's West End is expected to open by late 2024. Everything is late 2024. The commercial construction permits filed with the Anaheim Planning and Building Department call for a quick service restaurant with four separate concepts and outdoor dining on the second floor. The four new Parkside Market food and beverage concepts include Soul Sister, which is bibimbap Korean rice bowls. Easy for me to say.
Yeah.
With a California twist and an Asian-inspired breakfast menu from executive chef Kelly Kim. Sip and Sonder, a Los Angeles-based coffee house with Caribbean-inspired bites and frozen drinks from founders Amanda Jane Thomas and Shanita Nicholas. Sip and Sonder has a flagship location in Inglewood and a second outpost at the Los Angeles Music Center. Gigi's Chicken Shop is rotisserie and fried chicken sandwiches with classic dinner table sides from Michelin star chef Lee Wolin and James Beard award-winning restaurateurs Rob Katz and Kevin Boehm. The first brick-and-mortar Gigi's Chicken Shop opened in Chicago earlier this year. Al Fresco Bar, and as yet unnamed Al Fresco Bar. Well, I thought it was Al Fresco's Bar. Al Fresco's is an Italian fellow I know. On the second story of Parkside Market, offering craft cocktails, frozen lemonades, and espresso martinis. So, Downtown Disney's always in a state of becoming, you know.
Right. Man, a lot of food coming to Downtown Disney.
You know, you can go and spend your dining and shopping money without even going in the parks, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, it's good for the area, too, like locals that want just something to do.
Yeah. Yes. If you can attract the local. Now, Grant, my teenage daughter likes to visit Downtown Disney.
Oh.
You know, I'm sure she'd like to go in the parks, too, but she likes to go to Downtown Disney. So yeah. It's not just a way to walk between here and there. It's a destination in and of itself.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very good. I'm excited for all these changes.
Any more chat room stuff from our Patreon supporters who are joining us in a live chat?
Well, John said $8 million equals one churro.
That's pretty much. But they would shrink it down a bit, you know, shrinkflation. Yeah. So
Michael said he'd sell you a permit for half that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. Next thing we have here is Captain Marvel star. Is it Brie or Bray?
I think that's Brie.
Yeah. Brie Larson narrates Disneyland Candlelight Processional. So that's something they don't announce ahead of time. Like, yeah. Disney World has like a whole schedule. They do theirs multiple night, you know, nights, and they have a whole schedule of who's doing what each night. Disneyland, the word usually gets out on social media because the narrator has to go out and do like a sound check with the microphone, and when they do that, you know, everyone's waiting and they spreads fast. But yes, and it says here the Academy. Captain Marvel and the Marvels star Brie Larson will narrate the 2023 Candlelight Processional at Disneyland on Saturday, December 2nd and December 3rd at 5:30 and 7:45 each evening, according to social media posts. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Academy Award winner for Best Actress in 2016's Room has also starred in Fast X and Avengers Endgame on the big screen and Lessons in Chemistry on television.
Yeah. So, you know, this is not something that the news media covers this because it's so popular now, but it's not something Disney doesn't say, come on down for the Candlelight Processional, because it's very hard to get a spot to see it. There's the reserve seating is all for invited guests of Disney. And then, of course, like you said, every year it's a mystery. Who's gonna be the narrator? So I wanted to include that. So in case you hadn't heard, it was Brie Larson. But here's the thing. It seems like the ceremony is the first weekend in December.
Right.
So if you want to plan ahead for next year, make arrangements with Lynn, and most likely it'll be that first weekend in December.
I'm going to try to go next year. It's been a long time since I've been. I think we're going to try to go. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. December of 2024, not 2023, but 2024.
Is that like the sixth?
It'll be the 7th and 8th.
Oh, okay. So a little bit later. 7th and 8th,
because it's leap year, remember? So
Yeah,
7th and 8th. Let's put it this way. I'm guessing it's not going to be November 30th and December 1st.
No.
I think it'll probably be the 6th and 7th, or excuse me, the 7th and 8th. And you know, if you want to plan ahead for that, you can grab your spot now.
Are you available that weekend, Ken?
I don't know.
Well, you could be the narrator.
Oh, yes. I could do that, couldn't I? Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Twas the night before Christmas and all through the park. I don't think that's the wrong story. Oh, okay. I wonder if anyone in our chat room was there this year when they did that.
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe.
All right. Okay. Well, I will add that the Register from Brady McDonald again did cover that Disneyland increases security at parking structure. And here's a warning after third suicide. We did mention that in a previous episode. This is a quote from Disneyland officials, okay? In an effort to deter this type of tragedy, we have long had multiple layered security protocols in place at our parking structures, which we have substantially enhanced over time. However, as with all of our security and safety measures, we don't discuss specifics so as not to compromise our efforts. And the story goes on to say, Disneyland security has increased patrols in marked vehicles and on bicycles in the Mickey and Friends and Pixar Pals parking structure, along with uniformed officers posted at the perimeter and upper levels of the garages. Disneyland security guards are actively watching people who come to the top levels of the garages, approaching anyone who starts walking toward the edge and calling for backup if necessary. There's only so much Disney can do, really. Yeah. And let's be clear, there's always more that can be done, but this is not Disney's fault. And I don't hold Disney responsible at all for anything like that.
No.
And as the story says, if you or someone you know is experiencing suicidal thoughts, contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by calling or texting 988 on your phone or by visiting 988lifeline.org. So please, we do not want to read a news report about you for something like that. So please, please, if you're ever experiencing anything like that, call 988. And the Laughing Place covered that as well, if you prefer to get it from Laughing Place. Something that's still along those lines, where somebody's not thinking clearly. From the Orange County Register, Bertie McDonald reported, naked man arrested at Disneyland wandering around It's a Small World. Oh, the jokes really write themselves, you know. Was it really a small world? Police arrested a naked man at Disneyland on Sunday. This is a story back from November 28th. On Sunday, who allegedly hopped out of an It's a Small World boat and wandered between the audio animatronic dolls while a holiday version of the familiar soundtrack played in the background. And of course, everybody's got smartphones now, so it was all over online. The guy, you know, he kind of stripped in stages and was walking through and sitting in some of the sets and stuff like that, and eventually got out to the entrance of the attraction, you know, where the boats go inside, and then got completely naked. It could be, the story seems to be, you know, substance abuse sort of thing.
I was there that day.
It wasn't you, though, was it?
No, the guy actually kind of looked like Weird Al Yankovic.
I know. The Weird Al fans, they were pinpointing, this looks like it's between this album and that album.
It was interesting. Yeah, we were there that day, but I didn't, you know, witness any of it. I remember looking on the app in the middle of the day, and it was closed, but, you know.
Yeah, they had to, you know. Right. Because people were reporting what was going on. And so they tried to, you know, they're trying to talk to him. And before they could actually get to him, they're saying stuff over the loudspeakers and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm just glad nobody was seriously hurt physically. But, you know, it's when you have a situation like this, it's either somebody's pulling a prank, in which case you throw the book at them. It's somebody who has...
Or some clothes.
That's right. Or you have... You throw some expensive Disneyland clothes at them and you charge them for them. Or it's somebody who is having a psychotic break, right. In which case you just simply... You get them the help they need. Or they have ingested some substances they shouldn't have. And, you know, that's a voluntary action. And they have a bad trip, in which case you throw the book at them again. You know, I mean, because you just can't, you know, he could have gotten seriously hurt. And because now there's some people saying, well, gee, maybe they need lap bars on It's a Small World. And I'm like, come on. No. That attraction has existed since 1964 at the World's Fair in New York. And, you know, it later came to Disneyland. You do not need lap bars on there, you know. No, don't. You know, it's functioned fine for all these decades without lap bars. One incident like this should not prompt lap bars.
Yeah, because what do they have to do it on Pirates then? You know,
right? And it's just like, no, thank you. You know, come on. I'm glad he didn't hurt himself. I'm glad nobody else got hurt. But you know, because if he had hurt himself, I can just imagine there'd be a lawsuit, and he's just like, come on. Anyone in the chat room?
I was gonna say, is a lot of stuff like this probably happened. I mean, not a lot, but things like this, because I've heard other comments from people were blaming Disney and all this stuff, but our society nowadays, and I think a lot. Things like this happen all the time. Not this sort of thing in particular, but things happen. You know, fights and different things would happen a lot. But because not everyone carried around, you know, a camera in there. I mean, now everyone has access to a camera or video in their pocket. And so, of course, they're going to start. And with social media, you know, people are going to definitely post something like this. So, I just think that other things happened in the past, you know, when we worked there, and this sort of thing just didn't travel as far.
There was an incident many years ago. I think the Disneyland Hotel's gotten rid of its balconies, but
yeah,
it used to have balconies on the rooms, on some rooms. Mm-hmm. And there was an incident years ago where a couple... it was intentional, but there was a couple out on one of the balconies, you know, doing certain things. I'm sure it's probably happened more than once.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it happened. There's people, it's the people factor. There's, you know.
Yeah. So the chat room, we only have a few. I thought we'd have a lot more of this story.
They don't want to touch it. Ba-dum-bum.
John said, well, Donald doesn't wear pants either.
Yeah.
Christine said, I hope everyone keeps their clothes on when I'm there Wednesday. I hope so too. Patrick said, it's a small world.
Yeah, that's right.
Christine again, from the clips I saw, he walked back from the finale room to the beginning. I don't know where he started, but I know that it was through a lot of it. And from what I had heard, because they had carried him out across the, you know, where the Small World break room is back there, like through that gate. And some people said, why didn't they carry him out like the back? Because there is like a lot of back doors that would lead like behind Toontown back there, you know?
Yeah.
But there, I guess there was a, I don't know if this was in the way or what, but it's just what I heard, that there was a marching band getting ready to, a high school marching band getting ready to step off.
And then he goes back by, you take him back there, you right, what, just right there as the railroad goes by?
Right.
No, the small, the gate over there behind Storybook makes sense.
Yeah.
It's very easy to get a, is even with Galaxy's Edge, there, yeah, there's still an access point there.
Yeah.
It's very easy to get like an ambulance back there or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, you know, these things happen. Well, let's move on.
Okay. If we want to see more of this stuff, maybe we can discount the tickets.
That's right. And you can contact me for discounted tickets. So this one's brought to you from the OC Register, Brady McDonald. Discounted Disneyland tickets for Southern California residents return for 2024. Beginning December 5th, SoCal locals can purchase $225 three-day single park tickets that allow access to either Disneyland or Disney California Adventure on weekdays, or $275 three-day single park tickets good for weekends. Park Hopper and Genie Plus add-ons bring the price of the weekday package to $385 and the weekend package to $435. The discount tickets can be used January 2nd through June 2nd at Disneyland or Disney California Adventure. The weekday tickets are good on Mondays through Thursdays, while the weekend tickets can be used Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. I think you took advantage of this deal last year.
Yeah. Which is pretty strange considering I must have like access anyway, right? So January 2nd, you know, they're still going to have the holiday stuff up.
That's right.
So that's, you know, if you
bonus,
that's a nice deal there.
It is a good deal because, you know, if you do the math on that, it brings the price pretty low.
It's like the lowest price I get. I think it comes down to $75 a day.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we wouldn't have thought that was great, you know, when we were working there. But that was also
what a ripoff. No, yeah.
A long time ago. But
yeah,
yeah, that's a good deal nowadays. So yeah, take advantage of that if you want to get those. You can. You can always contact me. We can do, we don't just only do packages. I can get tickets. We don't get them any cheaper.
If somebody lives, I mean, it says SoCal, right?
Right.
But, you know, if you live, SoCal's pretty big. Mm-hmm. So if you live somewhere, you know, these don't have to be three consecutive days, but they can be. And if you want them to, it's like, I could totally see, hey, let's call Lynn. Let's book a package where we stay at a hotel and we have 3 days down there, you know, because so you don't have to drive in the morning, you know. You can just stay at the hotel and you're there for the 3 days. You know, contact Lynn and do it, folks.
Yeah. even if you're local like you did, you spread it out and you were able to go throughout that time period.
Yeah.
Which made it nice. Yeah, sounds like a good deal. They're bringing it back.
And they have the official Disney Parks blog coverage of that. So if you want to get the official word on it, we'll have it at thesweepspot.com under current events.
Well, Michael Park said that there's a discount because you have to help take down the holiday decorations.
that's why they're getting you in there that early.
Yeah.
You're gonna put up the Halloween decorations up January. MiceChat.com covered that as well if you want to get the scoop from them. But I will point out something here. Mouse Planet does something very helpful here, and they say don't get confused by the dueling offers. The SoCal resident 3-day ticket offer overlaps the kids' special ticket offer, making family vacations much more affordable during the period when both offers are in effect. However, there are two key differences between these two offers, so be sure you double check everything before you buy. Number one, the kids' special ticket offer is only valid between January 8th and March 10th, 2024, while the SoCal residents' three-day ticket offer is valid much longer. If you're buying both tickets, make sure all of your reservations fall within January 8th and March 10th, 2024. Yeah. Point two, the kids' special ticket offer has a 13-day quote-unquote fuse, where the SoCal resident three-day ticket offer has none. If you purchase a two- or three-day ticket under the kids' special ticket offer, you have to use all of your admissions within 13 days of your first entry. There are likely different buckets of park reservations allocated to each offer, so you need to make your theme park reservations as soon as you purchase your tickets. At press time, reservations were open through the duration of both offers, and all dates were still available for all ticket, all or both ticket types. But that will certainly change in the coming weeks. Now that Disney has released the entire 2024 festival calendar, and with reservations open 180 days in advance, you should buy early and lock in your dates. All right. But again, if you're confused by all of this, that's why Lynn's a travel planner.
Yeah, so, yeah. That is something I didn't think about at the moment. But yeah, I've already helped someone, a couple of people, take advantage of the kids deal. So yeah, that does kind of overlap in a way, but you have to watch on the dates and the way it works. So that kind of brings us right into the next story where this is brought to you from Laughing Place, but this is special offers revealed for early 2024 stays at hotels of the Disneyland Resort. A new offer for the hotels of the Disneyland Resort will allow guests to save up to 20% on Sunday to Thursday night stays at Disneyland Resort Hotel from April 15th through March 7th. And this is also...
Wait a second. January 15th.
What did I say?
I think you said April.
Did I? It's April. Oh, okay. Huh. I don't know. You sure?
All right. Maybe I misheard it. I don't know.
Anyways, from January 15th through March 7th, and this is also, you know, subject to availability and restrictions. So you have to really watch the dates on those. But if you want to take advantage of that, and you just call me and say, "Hey, I want to take advantage of that," then I already know the dates. It's April. No, just kidding. It's
maybe I'm having an audio hallucination. You know?
It's January 15th through March 7th, so I will know that, and I'll give you quotes within that time period to look for these deals. Especially during the weekdays. So if you're able to vacation during those times, you can definitely take advantage of these. I mean, the Disney's Grand Californian is up to 20%, Design Hotel up to 15%, and the Villas, which I just stayed at, which were really nice, up to 15%. So yeah, you can contact me and I'll help you book this and save you some money. In fact, let me just put in a little plug for Concierge real quick. So I booked someone's trip months ago. This offer came up, and this is one of the things why it's good to book with us, is that we're always looking out for these deals. But if you book it and this deal falls within the time you've already booked it, we can adjust the prices, and we're always getting, I mean, I got the email the day it happened. So I was able to go in that day and adjust someone's prices and save them $460.
Wow.
Yes. For their total trip, $460. So you could use that money and buy a couple churros now. No, but no, that's, in all seriousness, that's one of the advantages of that, is we're always looking out for that to try to help people save money.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So let me know if there's anything else going on in the chat room.
Well, let me say real quick, there's a discount because you have, oh, yeah, I read that one. I'm too confusing. I'm tunneling under the berm.
Bugs Bunny style, you know, tunnel right. under the berm. That's all the right. wrong park, but yeah.
Yeah.
I will, you know, micechat.com has updates as usual. Dusty Sage had the Disneyland update, boom, bust, crowd crush, and it's a small nude after all. A small nude after all. Imagine what that's referring to. That came out on November 27th. And then they had another one from December 4th by Mice Chat staff, who's a very nice person. And it says, Disneyland update, Walt's wishes, third park theories, and SoCal steals. And the third park theories probably references Disney saying, oh, we have room for, you know, we can do a whole nother Disneyland in Anaheim, which
yeah,
I think we've talked about extensively before, but we can talk about more later. And I want to say Laughing Place, Luke Manning has a piece at Laughing Place recapping all 2024 announcements from the Disneyland Resort. So I know there's a lot of things that were announced that we've just talked about. So if you're confused, you know, there are some, you know, roundups at Mice Chat, roundups at Laughing, but you can click through and get the whole thing. You know, Lynn, is there anything you want to say more from the chat room, from our Patreon supporters that have joined us live in the chat room? We're having fun chatting with each other and all that.
Well, John had said, use that money to become a Sweep Spot Patreon.
Absolutely. Any money you save should go to supporting the Sweep Spot podcast. Do you have any information on refurbishments, Lynn?
I do. There's not as much, and it makes sense because of the time of year we're in. But there are a couple I wanted to mention. The Astro Orbiter has no return date.
This is a classic Disneyland attraction, you know, closed indefinitely.
Yes. Yeah. The next one, we have opening day attraction, the Mark Twain Riverboat, closed indefinitely. It's always funny. No return date on that. They're just, it looks like when I was there, it looked like they're just redoing a lot of the wood and everything. It's an old boat. Sailing Ship Columbia will be down for January 8th to January 12th. So just a few days there. Then the last one is Grizzly River Run will be down January 8th with no return date. Yeah. As far out as the calendar will go, which is only up to the middle of January. So. But that's all I have.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else from the chat room?
Nothing. No, but they're all there. And it looks like they're having a good time, leaving some comments and everything. And I know we always enjoy reading them and having them there. But yes, thank you so much for listening. This will be our last current events
For 2023.
And we mentioned this in the introduction, but I also want to mention it in the outro, is that we are going to, so the people in the chat are hearing this for the first time. We're going to be having a meetup, but Ken and I are both going to be in Disneyland on January 19th. You know, things could change as always, but that's our plan.
Subject to change without notice.
Subject to availability. Yes, Ken and I are both going to be at Disneyland January 19th. Most likely we'll just be in Disneyland Park. We may venture over, but most likely we'll just be in Disneyland. So if you want to go, we can meet up somehow. We might do an official like meetup at a certain time. I haven't decided that yet, but you can always follow us. I will be posting that day on social media, especially Instagram, and so you can kind of follow along and figure out where we're at, and then maybe we can meet up that way. But yeah, it should be a lot of fun. We're hoping to do a little bit of recording over there. And Ken and I haven't been to the park together. We went with our kids. Was in what, 20? It was right for the shutdown. I think it was in 20.
Right. We haven't been back together since.
Well, we have been back together a couple of times, but not at Disneyland. Yeah, since then. You know, we had seen each other in a couple events that we did, D23 and Disneyana. But yeah. Wow. And, yeah. So yeah, it's been a while since we've been there together. So you'll have to come over if you're able to go that day. Yeah. There'll be more on that as we get closer. But January 19th, mark your calendars, 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, well, thank you so much.
Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Thank you for you who are listening. Spread the word. Let people know that they can find the Sweep Spot podcast, where fine podcasts are found. And we're at thesweepspot.com. Thank you for supporting us and for joining us.
That's right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you listening. And we'll talk to you next time.